Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Station. I'm Zoe Jones. Global pop star Kim Taehyung of BTS released a solo single titled Friends on Friday. The song is about the confusing territory that develops when one catches feelings for a friend. This is the first song the singer has released since enlisting in the South Korean military in December. In addition to the song and music video release, there was a pop-up event in South Korea with photo ops, gifts, and messages from the artist to fans. The company even had other actors, singers, and producers react to the song and video on the band's YouTube channel, Bangtan TV. A live performance and interviews with Taehyung will be released soon through W Korea. The 55th NAACP Image Awards ceremony was held on Saturday at the Pasadena Convention Center. The show aired on BET and CBS and was hosted by Queen Latifah. During her opening host's monologue, she stated,
"I see you, everyone. I see you. We will be seen tonight. Including you, Fantasia. All night tonight, because this is your night. Tonight we celebrate our excellence, our greatness."
The show honored the achievements and performances of people of color in television, film, music, and literature. Some of the winners of the night include Fantasia, who won Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture for her role as Celie in The Color Purple, and Coco Jones, who won Outstanding Soul R&B Song for the ICU Remix. One of the biggest winners was Coleman Domingo, who took home both the Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture for his role in Rustin and Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture for his role as Mr. in The Color Purple. Mackenzie Ziegler released a new single on Friday titled Word Vomit. The singer posted an Instagram carousel full of behind-the-scenes pictures and the caption, "Word Vomit out now. This song means the world to me." The single is also accompanied by a music video that has already reached 62,000 views on YouTube. Word Vomit is about a recent breakup and the feelings that come along with being cheated on by a partner. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Zoe Jones.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.